Many years ago, when I decided to make my move to Naples, it was after a culmination of experiences around the country. I had traveled at that time probably over 20 states. I was in my mid-20s. I traveled a lot. I didn't have the girlfriend life, but I have the travel life. That's one thing I will always recommend to young kids, is that when they're young, don't worry about being in love. Don't worry about any of that. Just go out and travel, see experiences, because it opens up your mind to seeing how things truly are in the world, how we're connected. Whatever experience you have, you'll see that it's not just about you and your world. And so many years ago, once I traveled around the States and I realized, okay, this is where I want to live, Naples, Florida. It was for various reasons. I went ahead and chose here. And now as I'm getting into a latter stage of life and 18 years here in the area, it's become very evident to me that the way I want to live, the way I want to be at peace and feel that there is a level of civility and humanity may not be experienced here unless you are in a high monetary position. Meaning that if I go ahead and know the local politicians, if I know executives at the hospital board, so on and so forth, then my experience will probably be of quality if something was to happen to me. But I'm a regular guy. I'm a regular guy that is all about his work, all about his parenting. And one day I have to make a decision because I'm not going to be able to walk around anymore. I'm not going to be able to do certain things that I'm able to do now. And I want to be in a place where they value taking care of their own, citizens, of their own people. And I think that there's a heavy disregard here in America because we're so driven by capitalism. We're all driven by money and success and fame and all that, whatever it is, right? But I had three separate conversations and three different experiences and people during my travels to Europe. I initially was there for Amsterdam for myself, but then a buddy of mine that I work with, my boss, he says like, hey dude, I'm gonna be in Germany, what's up? And the dates matched up so that we could able to meet. Other people that he was supposed to go on the trip fell out. They didn't go, so here I was. I was like, okay, well, yeah, I'll go ahead and make it. I'll see two countries instead of one. Why not? And it was one of my most favorite experiences, if not one of the best experiences I've ever had. And the reason, I think, for something like that to affect me the way it did is very simple. When you're initially there, I don't think I could even put it in a podcast how long or how awesome Europe is, especially if it matches your personality. Like if you're a person that is super judgmental and you're negative and you're always looking at the political news, you're always on your phone, then no, it's probably not for you. But if you're a person that appreciates human interaction, people being civil to each other, people being respectful, and the one added layer that I have from my travels in South America, Mexico, Colombia, Costa Rica, you know, the Caribbean, so on and so forth, is that while you have a sense of a throwback time when you were a kid, people being civil, being respectful, at night it still gets a little dicey. So the one added layer that I would say that I felt in Europe was the level of safety, that people are able to be out and about and doing their thing at any time, and you never have to worry about anybody mugging you, robbing you, stabbing you, killing you, nothing. So my first conversation was going into Amsterdam when I was flying in, and I was talking to this lady next to me that was a pharmaceutical rep around the region in Europe, and her home base was Amsterdam, and she was coming from Germany, but we were just catching the same flight to Amsterdam, and we were talking for a bit, and she was just, when she realized that I wasn't there, duh, and obviously many people are going to know I'm not from there because number one, I don't speak the language, and number two, everyone's fucking white. Like the ratio is like 100 to 1, 1,000 to 1. Like you're not gonna see any of my kind out there. But they never made me feel uncomfortable. So I'm flying to Amsterdam with this lady next to me, and she realizes after our conversation that I'm visiting for the first time, and she goes on and educates me on Amsterdam, and is really excited because it reminds me a bit of how I was in Green Bay, where they know you're from out of town. They're like, listen, we want to show you a good time. We want to go ahead and make you feel at home. And I love that. So that was a great experience. And she was telling me what to do and how they work there, how bicycling is the best transportation available. It's better than cars, and you can get anywhere in the area in Amsterdam with a bike. Most people, and sure enough, that was the case in point. I sent pictures back just showing my friends and people that were asking, how was it? I was sending them all these pictures of videos and all that stuff. So she was telling me about the how people are, they work Monday through Friday, and on weekends, there's nothing going on. Saturdays for the boys or for the grown-ups to play hockey, and on Sundays, it's for the kids to play hockey. It's a hockey town. It's a hockey city, and they love it out there, and that's what they do. They chill Monday, you know, they chill on Saturdays, Sundays, and they just have a good time during the week. They work, but they still go have coffee. They still have drinks, and in this case, they have marijuana shops. So they figured it out. Like they figured it out in a way where you're feeling safe. You're feeling like everything is not car driven. Everything is transit driven, and people are respectful, and people make you feel like you're not out of place, and make people appreciate you being there. So it's a experience that I remember first recording when I got there, and I remember just saying, man, my daughter could be here. Like she could be here right now, and I could have her walk in the streets, and I wouldn't worry about anything happening to her because people look out for one another. So my time in Amsterdam after this wonderful lady was really welcoming me and giving me the tidbits of it, I ended up running into a guy from Switzerland when I was having a beer. And obviously the beers and everything they give you is much bigger over there, for sure. Like they say in Texas, everything is bigger and better. Well, in the Europe, definitely the drinks are bigger and better. Now the food portions are smaller, but they take care of you. And we were having some drinks, and he was telling me like how, and it's a beautiful thing to live in this area, Switzerland, you know, Norway, wherever you're from here, he was telling me. But the problem is that there's no incentive to work harder. So there's certain people that are not going to go ahead and strive for something better. And it reminds me a lot, I was telling him about how the government jobs are here, where people get in them and they're just waiting to count down the years until they're retired. And they're not trying to move up or down, or they're happy doing whatever routine they're doing for 30 years. That's exactly what he was telling me it was over there, is that whenever you have people of senior positions that don't want to adapt, the people that come in don't have a shot until that person dies or that person retires, because it's going to be a frustrating experience dealing with upper management in a way where they're not adapting to the new ways of doing business. But he's always loved America. He was telling me he loves America. He traveled down 66 and how people were nice and friendly. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I think you have that in the smaller pockets of America for sure. But at the end, when we were talking about healthcare, when we were talking about the element of taking care of other people when they're sick, that was something that he didn't understand at all about the U.S. That's the one thing that, and I think most people that are not from here don't understand why would there be a problem of creating a public health system that would benefit everybody in some way, shape, or form, or that there'll be some sort of incentives that the government gives you, or you know, just some discounts, whatever you want to call it, the fancy word of having not have the cost of healthcare be what it is for many of us. And it's unfortunate because the model's never going to change. But that's the one thing that we were talking about, that we said, I don't understand how the U.S. is like this. So, lo and behold, you know, 6 or 7 beers later, we're being best friends, my man Alex. And he goes about his way because he has to catch a train back home. He's like, well, you know, I do my work here for a couple of days and I go back home and then I go to another country. He worked for a food distribution company. So, you know, it's just amazing again when, you know, I travel by myself and I always have these stories of people that I run into. And so I had a great time, had a blast there in Amsterdam. I would recommend it. I'd probably go back again. I didn't get to do everything I wanted to do. I rode around on a bike. I went to the museum. I went to the parks. I went to this hotel where it's like a similar exact map in Call of Duty, one of my favorite video games. I went there, took pictures and videos of that. It was a great time. And so I ended up going ahead and flying into Germany for the football. My Bucks were playing there. Derek, my buddy, he had an extra ticket for me because his brothers, his family didn't come. So I was able to go there in Munich. And again, festive, party time. Friday at a big mugs of beer, people. I don't even know the names of them, but again, those outfits in those places where they have those short pants and the hat. and they're playing like short stints of songs. It's a great energy, man. And people are getting hammered, but you don't see fights. You don't see people arguing or anything like that. It's a fascinating experience, which is what I always love about when I visit other parts of the world, is that you're reminded that people can self-control themselves. People can go out and about and have a drink or two or three and be hammered and not do anything stupid. Like, they know how to regulate themselves. They're there for each other. Like, I was waiting in line. It was a long line to go. And I was there, and I had to pee because obviously I've been drinking and stuff. But there was a long-ass line to get into place. And my friend's mom tells me, hey, you could just go up and ask him if you could use the bathroom. And I'm like, you sure? Because no one is going to let me use the bathroom to go in. But as lo and behold, I went to ask the guy. And he said, yeah, you go in and use the bathroom. Go ahead. I was blown away. I go in, I use the bathroom, and then obviously they let my people in that I was with. But the fact that he trusted me enough to use the bathroom and come back, that says enough. That in a nutshell, should tell you how they work. Like, they expect when you say something, when you're going to do something, that you're going to do it and you're going to respect the person that was courteous enough to you. The civility, the respect that is ingrained in those communities is mind-blowing, because we can all remember a time in our lives where we lived that way as children, like that we went outside and we were able to go out, and your parents were like, don't fucking come back, you know, don't get raped, don't get molested, don't get, you know, don't get killed, don't get whatever it is, don't do it, and just come back when the street lights come on. And the parents never had a worry in the world. Like, the kids, you know, I'm not saying that some kids didn't get into shenanigans, but for the most part, there was the level of safety and regulation that we had in our society. Now it's helicopter this, you know, just GPS track our kids and all this, because there's human kidnapping, there's school shooting. So that's something that is so non-existent with that conversation. As I was leaving for my flight home, I ran, and my third conversation that I had was with this married woman, and she was great, amazing. We talked for a while, and she was splitting time between Germany and United States. She lived in New York, and she had two kids, husband's German, and they've been doing this flying back and forth. And she was telling me how she made a decision to move to Germany. And she was just telling me about all the pros of it and telling me how it's worked out. Like, the daycare is only $300 a month for two kids, and how they don't have to worry about the nanny doing anything shady. Like, the whole community, you know, they give her a hard time because if she goes out with the kids, other people are like, hey, put some hats on those kids. You know, like, they're telling you what to do with your kid because they care about the kids in the community. She was telling me about how people, like kids, you see them at the train station, a bunch of little kids, because they're taught, they're forced by a certain age that they have to go do these things. Like, they are forced to go out and socialize in the world, and the community protects them. How crazy, and this is a concept that we all grew up on, but that shit is nowhere near, and near that. There's nothing right now in this world where you would say right now, okay, you guys go to school. There's no other parents walking with you. There's nobody overlooking you. No, there's none of that going on. And when you're getting these stories about how this person is living there and how they have this level of relief, I was telling her, this is the greatest thing you ever did for your kids, because this is the ultimate sacrifice. As a parent, to be somewhere where, while you love it, at the end, it's not America. You have your friends, you have your family, you have everything right back home. But you knew that for your kids, this was something that was invaluable to receive. Like, you're not going to have that in the United States, period. No matter where you're at, unless you're like a real small town USA where you've been there for a long time and everyone knows everybody, it's not going to happen nowadays, because everything is so divisive. Everything is about politics. Where you stand on this? And people are losing friendships because of that. She was telling me the same thing, that America just got so toxic with people's views that you just couldn't be around each other or anything like that. So, you know, she was telling me the experience that she had. Basically, she's 6 months in the States, 6 months in Germany. She travels around the world, and she sets up events seminars, events for banks and stuff like that. And she's able to travel all around the world, but also have the downtime to be at home with her kids. And she was telling me a story of how her parents hated the idea of her moving to Europe. And because, of course, they won't see the grandchildren. And once they ended up coming over here, they said to her, "Don't you come back to the States. Don't you ever come back, because this is the way you want to raise your kids." And I said to myself, when I got this information, I said to myself, you know, she was telling me all these things, beautiful things, how they force kids to school. They force them to go to school. So if your kid doesn't go to school, you're going to have people knocking at your door like, "What's going on? What's happening? Why isn't your kids going to school?" Like, they are very strict about their kids attending school, and you get in trouble. So is it socialism? No. I mean, but it's more government regulated. But the people really stand up to the government over there too. There isn't any, like, in the world, in America, the people that benefit from the politics are the people that are rich, people that are able to give donations to politicians, right? And then once those people are elected, or they are currently elected, then they get favors for quid pro quos. So I have seen it. I was in Munich and watching the events of the game. I went to the football game. That was an amazing crowd. Just their love for camaraderie. No fighting. They're not giving you a 2-beer limit. They're just having a good time. And they stayed after the game was over. They were just singing. They were playing music over the loudspeaker. They're fucking chanting, shaking, and doing their dances. They didn't know what the fuck was going on with American football, but they love just being in the crowd and being part of American culture in that way. But there was no fights. There was no arguing. There was just laughs and cheers and whistles. But there wasn't, like, when you used to go to an American game, oh, you don't know. You may get in a fight with an asshole, you know, because people drink too much and don't know. That is the reason why they cut off drinks. Even though they did cut off drinks there, but you're able to get as many as you fucking want. You want to get 10 beers? No problem. They don't try to protect you from yourself. They allow yourself as an individual to police yourself and society. So there's just so many examples of when you're there and living it and walking it and talking to people, it's just an experience like any other. That I said to myself after I was talking to this lady on the plane, I said to her, "I got to take my daughter here. I got to take my daughter to Europe because I want her to know what it feels like to live in a world where people are not worried about your politics. People are not worried about just judging you in any way, shape, or form. As long as you're good, as long as you can have a beer, as long as you can just behave and act accordingly, you're gonna feel safe. You can walk out at 3 o'clock in the morning to go walk around, and you don't have to worry about someone stabbing you." That's one thing she was telling me, like, that, you know, that they had refugees from Ukraine because Germany is a big supporter of Ukraine, and the war is going on, so they took on a lot of refugees, just like a lot of areas in the country. And those people were civil with each other. Like, they, okay, refugees in their house, no big deal. They were doing their part. Like, there's a level of self-accountability that is part of their culture over there. And when you see that, how we are in America, where we're very selfish and people are always looking for shortcuts to get ahead or to just stay alive, and they're not doing the right thing, like, you get reminded that people in other parts of the world, that's their value system. Like, where you were able to go out to a food market and people are drinking openly and there's no food on the floor, no phones being thrown, no phones. People are talking, people are drinking beer, people are being civilized, people are being fucking clean. And you're saying to yourself, where did we lose this as a society in America? Like, how the fuck did we get to the point of where we're at right now? Where we can't allow our kids to go out and feel safety, when we have to be around them all the time, when we have to worry about them going to school and worry about a school shooting happening or a threat, bomb threat, whatever it is. And to know that if they go out at night, they're going to come back home to you. Not because someone's going to kidnap them or rape them or do anything like that. But that is invaluable to me. And when you get older and you start living in a way of just trying to stay away from the divisiveness, the toxic negative behavior that people adopt because that's just their norm. They just want to, they're unhappy, they want to argue. Like, they, you're reminded in that world that it's very simple. Everyone there is fucking skinny. Everyone fucking walks and bikes. And when you go to a supermarket, everything, one side is like organic vegetables and then another side is regular vegetables. But it's all up front. It's all in the beginning of the supermarket because they promote healthy eating. The portions are smaller. They don't give you big cups. So it's just this self-regulation, civility, and respect for the culture that they have, that they live in. And that's exactly for many of us that don't want to get involved in the divisiveness, that don't care about judging other people because of their travels in life or because of how they look, or, you know, we just care about people that treat us good, that treat us like humans. Then this is the place, that's the place to be. And I've only been to two countries there, but I plan on going back to more because I think my exit strategy at some point is going to be just getting the fuck out of here. I don't foresee myself being 65 and everything coming down to a business decision. I want doctors that genuinely care, that people that care about your well-being, even though they may not have the advanced medicine like we do here, but everything is a business here. So it doesn't matter to me. It's like, I'd probably get the same treatment in Germany than I would here. But guess what? My food will be better. My peace of mind and tranquility will be there. Yeah, it's a cold, absolutely. Pros and cons to everything. But what a wonderful experience. If anybody hasn't been in Europe, it is. And I thank those people that I met along the way. My homegirl from Amsterdam, my boy from Switzerland, and my homegirl from Germany and US. So it was beautiful. And you know, and I'll leave with this. And she was telling me she went to therapy because the adaptation to the country was so extreme. You know, people were judging, you know, people were making her feel a certain way because she didn't know the language. And she realized that the pros outweighed the cons, and she's been doing her part. But I thought that was very brilliant of her to get a therapist that could help her understand the culture she's living in. And she said, you know, it's been 2 years and things are getting much, much better. And I think there's just, even though she misses home, even though, but she loves the value for her kids, loves the safety, loves how people are. Like, there is no regrets in her mind about making that decision. And they're doing it beautifully. I told her, man, I wish I would have traveled outside the country when I was younger, because that would have been a different decision for me. Would have been probably marrying a German girl or some, you know, somebody from Europe. Like, I would have been like, oh, okay, I'm good over here. I'm getting far away as fuck from these folks, you know? My family, I mean, getting away from them. Woo, toxic. This ain't in my body. This ain't in my body.